This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hi everyone, I'm Sky.
What's up guys, I'm Diamond.
I'm Izzy.
And we're here to talk about plants and their medicinal purposes.
They're also like specific native to New Zealand and you can find them anywhere.
As a small, isolated island, we possess many unique plants.
They're found everywhere, like kauakaua, harakeke, manuka. Kauakaua, I'm sure you've used the balm before, like to put on a cut or chapped lips. Or manuka honey or oil, to which you put in your cup of tea, or like rub on some wound of some sort, like a bee sting. And harakeke, you can find that on the road. It can be used for more than just weaving. Koromiko is found mostly in the South Island, and you can find it everywhere. It's primarily used in landscaping. It's this light green and spear-shaped leaves, and they have spikes of white or pale lilac flowers that poke out of the bush and is very noticeable. It is often mistaken for lavender, though, so make sure you watch out for that.
Kumaraho has bright yellow, fluffy spring flowers, and is 4 meters tall.
It's commonly called gum digger soap or golden tainui, since it's not often known about. But a fun little quote that my grandparents always used to tell me is that when the kumaraho flowers are blooming, that's when the kinnas are most ripe. And they're mostly used for colds, coughs, like any digestion issues, maybe some arthritis in like a tea form. Essentially, you just pick the leaves off, throw it in a cup of tea glass, and pour some hot water over it and drink that. Make sure not to ingest the leaves, though. I don't think that'll be very good. And you can also just chew up the leaves and slather it onto some wounds or sores or cuts or even your eczema.
Kauakaua is found everywhere and is characterised by large heart-shaped leaves that often have been eaten at by caterpillars and often quite holy. Some people say that the holy leaves are the best. They are found in coastal and lowland forests throughout the North Island and the northern half of the South Island and can be chewed or used in tea or made into a balm to treat things like stomach ulcers. You can use the balm or ointment on cuts or eczema, bruises, needle stings. I've made kauakaua balm myself with school and it's very easy to do just at home in your own kitchen.
Harakeke is found throughout the entire country. It's called flax, which is its most common name. Harakeke is just its Māori name. And you can just rip off the leaves and slather the gel that comes out of the leaf onto like burns, boils, or cuts. It's kind of like aloe vera. It's everywhere. And you can also chew on the leaves if you want to. I wouldn't recommend because it does taste horrible, but it does work when you slather it onto cuts or such. And you can even use the root juice for diarrhea or parasites, or like any sort of stomach issues you may have. And there's also the sap, which can be used for rheumatic pain and toothaches.
Manuka is a shrub or small tree that has sharp leaves, white flowers, and thrives in harsh New Zealand conditions, which makes it perfect for New Zealand environment. Manuka is good for wound care, gum inflammation, sore throats, chest congestion, and digestion health, and immune support. You can have it as either honey or oil.
And mostly you can just put it into your tea or slather it on a wound after a bee sting. I remember my nan used to do that all the time. And it's mostly found on drier parts of the east coast of the North and South Island because it likes the harsh conditions. We had asked some questions to random strangers we have. And the question was if they've ever used native New Zealand plants on any wounds or ailments and how they used it.
One time I used kauakaua flax to tend to my wounds that I got in a hunting on my left leg in the Puketi forest. I chewed it up and just smacked that on the injury and it worked until I went to a clinic to get it properly sorted out. And I also used manuka honey to help with my indigestion problems one time.
I used kauakaua from my forest in my house. It was quite plentiful there and I used it to treat my me and all my brothers used it to treat our eczema We had it like multiple places when we were young. Middle of our arms, in the little crease there, top of our hands, back of our knees. And we would soak it in warm water first, let it sit for quite a long time, and then we'd just lay the leaves over. Or if we had it on our hands, we'd sink it in the bath with the kawakawa leaves.
I used Manuka for curing sore throats.
I used kawakawa balm on a cut so it would heal better.
I have used Manuka honey as a balm on an unidentifiable irritation on my skin, just to soothe it from itchiness and a bit of pain. And it actually works quite well.
Thank you. We hope you've learned some stuff about what plants you could use for ailments or wounds.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.